Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With Microsoft 365 from Vodafone, your business can bring the team together wherever they are. See vodafone.ie/business.
Yes, this is Emmett Oliver sitting in this weekend, as you know, for Bobby Kerr. You're very welcome along, and it is time for our executive chair, where we have a very, very interesting subject to study today. He's got a very interesting business, and particularly, I suppose, topical in the way the office is changing, the way we came out of COVID, and the sort of connectivity that employees are expected to have with their business. So it is Brendan Norse, who's the managing director of Image Supply Systems, who was established way back in the early 90s. They're based out of Dundrum, and they have been on an absolute great run financially. I know that they've got big turnover targets coming up that he can tell me a little bit about. He also has an interesting backstory, and a lot of it's about how the modern office gets developed and how it's been technologised over the years with a lot more audio-visual equipment. Think of any office you go into now, big screens. You can, in our place, you want to see what's going on here, for instance. But anyway, let's welcome along. Brendan, you're very welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Emmett. It's great to be here.
Now, you've got a very interesting backstory, which we'll kick off with in a second. It's an interesting business as well, because it's very much about the sort of modern enabled office, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. But you actually started your whole journey, your personal journey in Malawi, which you left at the age of 7. Tell us a little bit about that part.
Yeah, so I was born in Malawi. My parents met there. My mother's Irish. My father's from South Africa. And we lived the first 7 years in Malawi in Lilongwe. And then when I was 7, they decided they wanted to come back to Ireland. So we actually made a road trip, which in the 70s was quite a task. So we drove up to Mozambique, across to Bombay by ship, and then drove up through Bombay, India, Pakistan, through
Iran. What year was this roughly?
This would have been in 1973.
Right, okay. It all sounds very exotic. Ireland in the early 70s was a pretty monochrome place, so it sounds interesting. We'll talk a little bit maybe about coming into that in a sec, but why all this audiovisual sound, images? Is that a personal interest, I'm presuming?
No, I actually started, my passion was photography in the early 90s. I studied photography and worked in a camera shop, and then found that I was actually better at sales than I was at photography. So I stayed selling photographic equipment, and through the photographic equipment, we started selling audiovisual equipment. So, you know, slide projectors and overhead projectors. You might remember the old acetates and being printing those.
Please don't date me. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so there was a natural progression from photography through to audiovisual. The company was established in 1991, but the audiovisual, which I managed, was established in 1999. And we've progressed ever since then.
Now, I notice that your annual turnover is projected to increase in the next 5 years from 10 million to 40 to 50 million, and you're planning to hire another 60 employees. So you've got this big growth plan, which we'll talk about in a second. But what's the demand for your business and your offering? Is it just new offices? Is it companies just upgrading what they do? Is it, you know, companies need to talk to their staff more? They've got more meetings. Well, what is it that drives demand?
Yeah, so there's been a huge demand through video conferencing, and obviously after COVID, a lot of people started using video conferencing, working from home and wanting to stay connected. So that was a big driver in the modern years. Prior to that, it was really presentations, pitches from large companies. Really, our corporate market would be a large sector, but we also deal with the healthcare sectors, pharmaceutical sectors, and state and semi-state bodies. So the demand would really be driven by modern offices and presentation facilities. Video conferencing, again, like I say, would be a big part of the business.
So presumably a big part of it is overseas companies. You've been riding a bit of the foreign direct investment wave as being kind of to your advantage.
Yes, it has, yeah. We deal with quite a lot of foreign companies that come into Ireland. They have their headquarters here, but obviously they need to stay in touch with companies abroad. But even within Ireland, native Irish companies would have offices spread throughout the country, and they need to stay in touch.
Now, in terms of the equipment and the kit that you're putting into the companies, obviously you've got everything from top to bottom, and people are going big in terms of budget and so on. Do you think sometimes it's wasted, or do you think these are really crucial to the way the company operates to communicate inside, or do you think people overspec and companies, you're obviously not going to say to them, oh, I don't think you need that.
Yeah.
But what is behind it? Is it just companies? I mean, you get this whole cynicism about the amount of meetings that you have in modern companies in the year 2025. I mean, what is it? Why do they need all this kit inside their office, in your view?
Yeah, so it's a good question, Emmett. Basically, the equipment is making them be more professional in their presentations. They're obviously selling their company's services and operations. The equipment is very modern. Back a few years ago, video conferencing was quite arduous. You needed a technician to set it up. It's all become a lot more simple. It is really about connecting people. We would fit out, you know, large auditoriums in corporate centres, corporate offices, and they would be used on a daily basis. Really about the senior management, the C-suite, being able to communicate to their employees in a professional way.
Now, I think maybe people who aren't in the multinational sphere don't realise how big some of these companies are in terms of just raw numbers. I mean, some places like Google would be doing 6,000-7,000 employees here. We know about Intel, over 5,000. Some of them in the US have a town hall meeting or an all-hands meeting, and it could be 10,000 people attending. So the sheer scale of it maybe is underappreciated.
Yeah, a lot of those large companies, and even smaller, you know, Irish companies would have town hall events on a regular basis. It's really about the senior management being able to communicate regularly with their staff, being able to get the messages across of where the company is going, how it's progressing, maybe changes within structures and so forth. And it is how do we communicate to all the staff in one go? So modern technology has actually brought that along very well.
Now, when I went out on your website, you have a lot of camera equipment. Do the companies really get into the nerdy side of this, or is it just, hello there, Brendan lashes over five cameras for next week? Like, how much detail and spec do they get into, the companies themselves?
Yeah, so the photographic side of the business, we deal with a lot of the newspapers and corporate side of the business. They would take photographs for publicity. They would have in-house photographers. We also deal with the sports photographers. So it's another section of our business. So we deal with the sports photographers, newspapers and so forth. And for photography, it would be a good part of our business.
I mean, if I was looking at your business, the part that I would really like and I would be very confident about is the fact that companies are so much publishing of their own material, right? They're posting all the time. They're doing videos all the time. It seems every CEO is doing a CEO video of their own, some professional, some maybe less so. But as that grows and expands and companies start publishing their own content, that should play to your strengths, or should it?
Yeah, it does indeed. So, you know, we do everything from the consultation through to the design, through to obviously the supply and installation of services and products. And then a big part of our business would be the after-sales service, the support, making sure everything is running as it should. It would be a major part of our business is the after sales and support of design.
Now let's talk a little bit about the climate out there. You're not any different to anyone else in some senses. The issues that might come up would be the cost of living, energy. Presumably you could talk to us a little bit about that. Auto enrollment is coming in, getting implemented throughout companies. What are the things that are sort of on your radar at the moment in terms of strategic challenges?
So the challenges, we actually see things like high energy use as a opportunity. We don't use a huge amount of energy ourselves. Obviously sustainability is a big part of our future plans, But really where we work well is working with companies trying to reduce their energy usage by, you know, having remote monitoring of their equipment, where we can make sure that the equipment is turned off at night. You know, you walk around the city still and you see lights on at nighttime, you see audiovisual equipment on at nighttime. So we have systems in place to alleviate that, make sure that the equipment is used properly and not left on, and that reduces energy costs. As far as the auto-enrollment, you know, I see that as a positive. I think, you know, for too long, we've been without a proper pension system in Ireland. So we're embracing that and obviously encouraging all our employees to...
It's great to see, yeah, because we have so many employers who come into studios like this and say, well, we're being hit by this stuff, minimum wage, auto-enrollment, and it does tend to be, sometimes it can be a bit whingy because they seem to be objecting to every new provision. You're actually going the other direction.
I think, you know, our staff are a really important part of our company. A lot of our staff have been with us for 15, 20 years. They've started from junior positions and worked all the way up to very senior positions within the company. And we encourage everything that will help our staff progress.
Now, you passed a major milestone in the summer. You were taken over by a company called Econocom. Have I got that right?
That's right.
It's not easily rolled off the tongue. That's a big European player that's operating in 16 countries, about 8,500 staff. Why did you sell? What's it going to look like, the relationship in the future? And did you find the process stressful or what?
Yeah, so the reason why we sold was the key players in the company. We looked at how our company was going to progress, and we felt that it was a case of we were going as far as we could within the audiovisual business. Econocom were a very good fit. They're a European company. We felt.
And who owned the business to sell? Are you involved in that, or is it someone else?
So myself and Niall O'Callaghan, he's my partner. So we own the business. And
was it easy to sort of hand over your baby to someone else?
Well, it's very new. They are a very good company. Their culture is very similar to ours. So far, there's been not too much pressure. But they are encouraging us.
I love that insertion of so far.
Yeah, well, we're only 3 months. It's only 3 months into it, Emma. But I think there's a great opportunity because they're bringing three other pillars of business to us. Hence, we've got very high targets in the future. So, you know, they have a pillar of finance. They have a pillar of workplace solutions and infrastructure, which are areas that we haven't operated in. So there are areas that we're excited about moving into.
And what do you think attracted them to you? What were you guys doing that suddenly they said, oh, there's this Irish company, we want to go over and buy them?
I think really, again, the culture was very similar. We had a lot of in-depth meetings with them. They saw that we were a progressive company, that we obviously had been operating for 30 years in the Irish market, so we know the Irish market very well. One of the big factors was the retention of customers. So we would have customers that we've dealt with for 20 years.
And can I just ask you one thing about COVID, that particular period, and just bring us back to 2020. When that was going on and you heard the whole drive to work from home, WFH, were you sort of sitting there thinking, depending on how this sticks and how it settles, our business could be in really big trouble. If it really swings in one direction, people just may simply not return. You might remember some of the predictions around that time. Were you sitting there gloomily thinking, we could be in a bit of trouble here, or did you not see it that way?
We did see it, and there were very in-depth discussions around at the time, you know, how is it going to affect our business? Very quickly, we realized this was an opportunity for us. A lot of, you know, obviously companies within the hospitality, they were hit very badly with COVID. We luckily weren't. A lot of companies realized that they needed to upskill, give services to their employees working from home. So that was one opportunity right at that time. Also, because we deal with the HSE, we were able to operate during that period. So we weren't shut down. We were still working. So it wasn't as bad as a lot of other companies.
No, we are, maybe some of the claims of the time may have been slightly exaggerated by a whole load of people, but that's another conversation for another day. Interesting business, Brendan. Best of luck to the future with your new owners and, as you said, new business areas that you can tap into. I'm sure it'll be a good few years ahead. So that is Brendan Norse, who is the Managing Director of Image Supply Systems.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.